I told myself I was done noticing her. That lasted exactly 4 seconds. The time it took for Mara to walk into the kitchen in nothing but an oversized linen shirt, her dark hair still damp from the shower, curling at the ends like she'd stepped out of some dream I'd been trying to forget. "You're staring," she said, not looking up from the coffee she was pouring. "I'm thinking." "About?" "About the way that shirt hits the top of your thighs. About how I've memorized every inch of you and still feel like I'm seeing you for the first time." "Coffee," I said. She finally looked at me then, slow, deliberate, the kind of look that makes a man feel both seen and completely undone. She set her mug down and leaned against the counter, crossing her arms, and that small shift in posture did something devastating to my self-control. "Liar," she said softly. I crossed the kitchen in 3 steps. I didn't touch her, not yet. Just stopped close enough to feel the warmth radiating off her skin, to catch the scent of her shampoo. Her chin tilted up on instinct, her lips parted slightly, that unconscious invitation she probably didn't even know she was giving. "Mara." Her name came out rough, a warning, maybe to myself. "James." She said it back in that same low register, mocking me gently, but her eyes were darker now, her breath a little unsteady. I reached out and tucked a damp strand of hair behind her ear, letting my fingers trail down the line of her jaw, and she exhaled slowly through her nose like I'd pressed something loose inside her. My thumb brushed the corner of her mouth, and her lips parted further. Just barely. Just enough. "We said we were going to be careful," she whispered. "I know. We said this gets complicated." "I know that, too." Her hand came up and curled into the front of my shirt, not pulling me closer, just holding, anchoring. I brought my forehead down to rest against hers, and we stayed like that for a moment, suspended in the space between restraint and ruin. Her breath warm on my lips, her knuckles pressed to my chest. "So, be careful," she breathed. I kissed her slowly, deliberate. The way you kiss someone when you want them to understand that this isn't impulse, that you've thought about nothing else for weeks, that you've mapped every reason to stop and chose to step forward anyway. She made a quiet sound against my mouth and her grip on my shirt tightened, and something in me that had been held very carefully together for a very long time finally let go. The coffee went cold on the counter. Neither of us noticed.